When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
What are they talking about, man?
These dudes compared these ass to Nicki Minaj?
But the crazy thing is they act like I'm like this huge player.
Wait, he has compared Key's ass to Nicki Minaj? Is that what Bart just did? That's such an awkward
Keyshawn,
transition.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. One of the reasons.
We got to
get Bart some help.
Bart Scott is an entertainer. Let me tell you something. It's one of the reasons that radio show is entertaining.
Bart's ass is twice the size of mine.
I am tired of talking about people's asses in general.
And it's up to his neck. High booty.
Well, that's good, though, for an athlete.
No, I don't know who told you that.
What?
I don't know who told you that. Now, don't get yourself in
a
trouble.
Max, don't get yourself in trouble.
If that's not true, if the opposite is true,
then I'd be a great athlete.
I've known some flatbacks that's been good.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's a flatback. When your back and your butt look the same. When it all goes one
Jay,
day up,
I've seen
you
some,
see some surprises?
Oh, yeah, some real...
But, Key, there are some things like the calves, you know. You're sizing people up for athletic ability.
It's part of your leg muscle. I remember us having to tell one of our teammates, say, man, you need to go get surgery, dog. You're in trouble. No reason for that.
You just get in the gym.
Yeah, you're going the wrong direction.
Just get in the gym. Do some squats.
But some people, even they get in the gym, those squats don't help them.
Yes, come on, squats. Yes.
Man, sometimes
I've seen it.
Your body,
really?
It doesn't matter. Some people got straight, the calves look like their ankles just straight now. All of us one. Look
we
like,
all know those people where the indent goes towards your stomach and then it just keeps going straight down like there's no down.
Yeah, or they wear their pants and their pants, it's sagging inward.
My experience, if you hit the gym, they hit the weights, things will straighten themselves out.
I know some people working out for lift? You.
In my experience, I can't lift anymore, really. Got a bad back.
When's the last time you hit the gym?
Oh, a matter of fact, this weekend.
Did you take shots
I went
yesterday?
Back.
Did you shoot?
I did. I put up a bunch of shots.
What do you mean, the basketball gym?
Any free kind throws. Of gym for
I
Max.
Put up free throws. Let me tell you something. I haven't done anything since the pandemic
That's
started,
any
okay?
any gym for you.
When I say I'm sore everywhere just from putting up free throws, oh, my God.
You one of those
oh
guys.
Oh, my God.
He have a
oh,
bone, I have a
my
bone
elbow,
pick
with you. My
Did you just
my
cross
quad.
Talk and tell him that you'd rather lose than take a scratch to the face?
Absolutely.
A baby scratch.
Yeah,
I'm going to need you to sacrifice for this team.
He's not going
to
sacrifice
trying to
for
lose
this.
To Garden Han today.
Doesn't matter. My face is more important than a basketball game.
So we need a sub in case you get scratched in the face.
Oh, if he scratches me off, I'm quitting. If anything come near my face, elbow, I'm quitting.
He's filing his nails right now.
I need a sub. So, Max, quitting. I don't need you to wear shorts and sneakers today because
yep.
I don't want you to be the legitimate sub.
Good, good. 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 I'm with you. I'm right there with you.
You're too injury prone.
I'm right there with you, Jay. I'm right there with you.
People may think I'm worse than Max and all that sort of stuff. I'm pretty, and I'm not worried about it.
Right.
I want to stay that way. I am a handsome, good-looking brother.
You're facially gifted.
Handsome and good-looking.
Oh, I'm
facially gifted. I've never heard that term before, but it works.
Yeah.
Oh, he's facially gifted.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
When I walk into certain places.
It's not a thing for you, Yates, but I get it. It's
no,
a thing.
I am a thing. So
hey, Yates, as I tell
right around me, brother.
Sometimes when I walk into places, people's heads turn. And that ain't just because I'm tall.
Oh, look at the mocha.
You're talking too loud.
Look at the mocha.
It ain't because I'm talking too loud.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive
Max,
Insurance.
Max, I know the
as
difference
he, as
how
he
they
talks
look
over you.
Uh-huh. They look, yeah.
I know that look.
I know that.
What is it look?
Don't objectify me.
I just know that look.
Does it start from the ankles or does it start from the top down?
No, it's a look, a smile, and eyes twinkle. I know that look, man. I just know it.
A piercing look.
It's the reality of it, Jay. I'm not lying. I'm telling you the truth. If you don't like it, that's just what it is.
I ain't worried about no looks. I'm focused on the game. Mm-hmm. I'm locked in.
Spoken like someone who doesn't think they're good looking.
No, I just don't gloat about it like you two all every single day.
Well,
hey,
look.
I don't gloat about it every night.
I'm not every day.
Just then, this host, handsome host, because I need to remind you how handsome I am.
I'm not here for my
it's
hosting
the
skills.
People that need to remind you how sexy they are that yes. You start to worry about the
eye candy, Jay. What do you think I'm doing here?
I was asked a question when I did Crosstalk.
It's
I was
radio,
asked
Max.
Oh, that's good looking. You know that's good looking.
I answered the question. I'd rather lose than get a scratch on my face.
That's legitimate. That's how he feels,
it,
Jay.
Is it?
That's
not
how
on our team. I need somebody committed.
All right, you know, man. You've been around coaches too long.
Key, you're not committed to winning.
You've been around coaches too long. When you start talking about somebody's not committed because they care about their face.
Take Draymond, it away, Max.
Draymond Green. Maybe Draymond Green cares about it.
Speaking of faces.
Draymond Green has a face.
I didn't say it.
Well.
So
Draymond
Green has a very good show, the Draymond Green Show, right? He does emergency podcasts and all types of stuff from everywhere. He was talking about Kevin Durant and Steph Curry in the NBA Finals. Listen to this.
Kevin Durant was absolutely incredible in those finals runs. As you know, right. You watched it. We all watched it. Kevin Durant was absolutely insane. Steph Curry got double teamed probably seven times the amount that KD did in a given series.
So Dre is saying, look, Steph's presence makes it easier for guys like KD. That's obviously true. It's part of the reason KD probably wanted to play there.
Yeah, right? And you get it. Look, man, I try to tell people this in football. Certain players make everybody else better even when they're not touching the football. Mm-hmm. In basketball, he makes people better even though he's not putting up shots because you have to account for him. And when you account for him, it's taking two. Sometimes maybe three, two and a half. Even if you're not taking a full two and that second guy is looking at you, you still are occupying
a
guy.
He's a step slow now and everything, yeah.
Absolutely.
So Steph got double teamed. Here's the quote, Jay. Probably seven times the amount KD did in a seven-game series. So KD was asked on Twitter about it. And so, obviously, KD didn't respond. He took the high. No, KD responded on Twitter to a random fan saying, from my view of it, this is 100% false. So then Draymond responded to KD. You have to listen to full takes and not snippets before you get baited into tweeting, champ. And KD responded to Dre. Oh, I see it, my brethren. I appreciate the compliments, but I disagree with what you said about double teams. That's all. I love the show. Your takeaway from all this, Jay?
I mean, this is, to me, this is daily conversation that happens in sports, man. This is new age athletes who engage on social media, who catch snippets of what other people say. Things start trending. Like, you know how it is. Like, when you go on social media, you see your name trending. Like, why is my name trending? Like, what the hell happened? So then you start reading about it. And if you want to engage, dudes engage. So that's all that is to me. I mean, the analytics actually prove Dre correct when it comes to the amount of times that Steph got double teamed.
Was it 7-1?
I mean, but Ty Lue talks about it. I mean, Ty Lue was saying that was part of their game plan.
Right.
Is that they would live with KD being ISO, that they want to stop Steph from being a momentum-like player. So they gave him a variety of different looks. Which, you know, coming into this whole thing, if you're the Boston Celtics, like, you have to limit Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson getting those momentum-like threes that lead to 20-3 runs. Like, you have to limit that because that keeps you in the ballgame.
Even in the first time when I was critical of Steph in 2015, the fact is he would make the correct basketball play when he was drawing more attention and it was helping his team. No, I mean, like, none of it, I think, is aimed at saying Steph is not a super great, one of the greatest players of all time.
But they're not doing that. They're not doing that unless you are great. They're not,
right, sure.
They're not,
exactly.
They're not identifying you as the guy that they need to take out unless they deem you as great.
He's the greatest 6'3" or under player who ever lived. He's one of the 15 greatest players who ever lived. A lot of this is because Jay said, I think, he's trending toward top 10.
Yes.
And I think, well, if someone's next in the top 10, it's probably KD. If he gets before Steph.
But my ball in the pick with KD, though, man, I don't know him. I've only met him a couple times. I just wish the dude stop paying attention what everybody always got to say about his game.
But Key, this is
like, man, you are like one of the best to ever do it.
Yeah.
Like, I almost cursed just now with a word that that really bothers me, Jay. Every time this type of stuff come up, if you notice, it really bothers me because he needs to stop. Stop worrying about what people are talking about. They're not you. They're not as good as you. They're not as gifted as you. Period. You got championships. You got hundreds of millions of dollars. They can kiss your you-know-what.
Jay put me up on something about KD, though, a couple of years ago, Key. Jay, you put me up on this, and it changed my thinking of KD. Because I always thought that, hold on, KD got these rabbit ears for what? You've got the world in the palm of your hand.
Man, they kiss my ass, man.
But, Jay, you said something that really resonated with me about KD. In one way, you can look at him like, yo, what are you responding to random people on Twitter for, right? But in another way, it says something good about KD along these lines. He doesn't treat some random person on Twitter any different than he treats me or you or someone in the NBA or whoever. He treats people, each individual person, as a full person, as someone who he can respond to.
You got the smoke there for is, everybody. It don't matter.
Yeah, there's something I like about
but
that.
I hear, but
Twitter to him is like text messages to you. Man. Like if somebody hits you with a text message, you respond. Like that's Kev with Twitter. It does bring me to an interesting.
It shows a level of respect for other people.
Agreed. Yeah. It brings me to an interesting point, though, because in one of the narratives that float out there, and I kind of want to kibosh it because it's low-hanging fruit and it's easy for people that don't understand all the moves made in between that has led for Golden State and Boston to be back in the finals. So the low-hanging fruit is to tie it back in here to Brooklyn. Oh, just look at Golden State. Look how their chemistry. They bounce back after Kevin Durant and look at Boston and how their chemistry is back on top because there's no longer Kyrie Irving. The amount of changes that have happened with Golden State since KD has left, like 3 years ago, has been exponential, right? Like you talk about Jordan Poole. You talk about some of their draft picks that they've been able to get. You talk about some of the pieces, coaching changes that they've had, right? With the Boston Celtics, trading Kemba Walker. Like, he wasn't the answer either. Many people thought Kemba Walker was going to be the answer in return for Kyrie Irving. That wasn't the answer. Getting Derek White, bringing Al Horford back, going through the trade with the Brooklyn Nets a long time ago, getting those picks. So there's so much that's happened. I just kind of want to kibosh that because that's a low-hanging fruit. Oh, look, Golden State and Boston, they're back in the finals because KD and Kyrie are no longer there. The amount of moves that both Bob Myers and the Boston Celtics have made, Danny Ainge to Brad Stevens, to get them back to this point, there's been a lot that's occurred, more so than just KD and Kyrie.
First of all, the whole Golden State organization, including especially Bob Myers and others, the fact that they looked at a 6'2", 3", two-guard really sort of playing the one, and a 6'6", 7", point wide body point forward who and figured out that this could work, and then when instead of panicking and trying to bundle a whole bunch of guys for another superstar to bring in once KD left, just calmly draft Kuminga and Poole and get these guys together and trade for Wiggins. That is an exceptionally well-run franchise, like crazy well-run. It took imagination. It took the courage of their convictions. And this is a sixth finals trip in the last 8 years.
And same with Boston, by the way, not to break up Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
No
they
doubt about it.
They chose to stick to their stuff. And
bring in Udoka to get him over the top.
And by the way, Al Horford, people thought he was on his way out of the league. Like he was in OKC and decided not to play. He was at home chilling. People didn't think he was going to play any more basketball. And the role that he has on this team with Marcus Smart and that core, I mean, both franchises deserve standing ovations.
Meantime, at some point, we still have to play that Draymond sound about him, saying that people don't know what they're talking about, looking at MVPs.
Because they kind of don't.
How dare he? Well, but that's not that's what I didn't say. Matt. He said for Steph not to be who he is. Never said. Matt. All I said was top. Jay said top 10 all time.
Trending in that direction.
So let me ask you this,
to me,
though.
To be top 10 all time, we need a little more.
So if he doesn't win an MVP, by the time at the end of his career, championship MVP, but he wins another championship, is he not going to be in the top 10 because of that?
Tell me who you're taking out. That's the problem. Because all those other guys have at one point or another been, that's the best player in the game.
I told you I'd take out Wilt.
I would not take out Wilt Chamberlain.
Why?
Wilt Chamberlain was so dominant in his time, Jay. Okay.
Never saw him play.
And who was he
playing? You have. You've seen little clips.
And I agree, 7'1", but he was dominant against what caliber of athlete?
But if you're 7'1 back then, that's like being 8 feet tall today.
I have all but you're not 8 feet tall. That's 7'1".
Right, but in the context of your era, you can only judge the guys in the context of their era.
I understand that.
And then you can also judge, well, it's a relatively weak era. That's why you discount Wilt, which is why he's like the fifth greatest player of all time instead of the first, right? Because he was so dominant in his era, I get the championships aren't where they should be because the Celtics were there, the deepest team ever, the best, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Well, you got to win. You still got to win.
Yeah, he did. He won two.
Yeah, but you still got to win.
So if Stephen Curry wins 4 or 5.
You're putting Steph over Wilt?
Yes.
Wilt was universally recognized for many years as the best player in the game. Steph has never been recognized that way. You want me to tell you the years?
Yes.
Between what year? Because in the mid-70s, against
your contemporaries matter. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. And this is not a slight. Wilt Chamberlain is one of the most special players we have. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, understanding who your contemporaries were at that period and understanding your dominance and translating that into the overall landscape of basketball, for me, Stephen Curry has revolutionized the game of basketball.
I agree. You can give guys discounts. I'm saying Wilt with a discount is still a top 10 player.
Okay.
To me. Maybe not to you.
To me, he's not.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Ready to play real or not real?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. Quarterbacks you win because of. Dan Orlovsky had a whole list about this. These are guys you can win with. These are guys you can win because of. So key. Real or not real, quarterbacks you can win because of. Dak Prescott.
I think Dak is real. I think you win games because of Dak Prescott. If you look at when Dak Prescott missed a significant amount of time due to his injury, where were the Dallas Cowboys? They looked like a shell of themselves. He comes back the following year. They look like a totally different team. So it's certainly because of Dak Prescott.
I would say it's real. Keith talked me into this over the 2.5-hour course of our show today. I get that in order for this team to achieve the level of success that we expect for them to, you need Dak to be next level. I just think we need to see Dak be next level for a consistent season that we haven't really seen because he got injured a couple years ago.
Matthew Stafford.
Are you not giving your opinion on that?
Well, I would say Dak Prescott right now is not real. I think it can be real, but I don't think it's real yet. You can win because of Dak Prescott. In other words, I think you could put Kirk Cousins as the quarterback of the Cowboys and you would win a similar number of games at this moment. And I'm not extremely high on Kirk Cousins. See what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah.
You just compare Kirk Cousins to Dak?
No, I think Dak is better.
I think Dak is better. No, but you say you could put Kirk on the Cowboys and you would win a similar amount of games.
Yeah, Kirk, I get it. Yeah. He could
make the playoffs and not win a playoff game with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I get it. I understand. Yeah, that's not far-fetched.
I just don't put Dak Prescott in the same bucket as Kirk.
Quarterback.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. But that's a separate thing. We're saying win because of.
If I took Matt Ryan and put him on the Cowboys, same thing.
Yeah, right.
I get it. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Let me see the Cowboys make a playoff run. You know what I mean? Matthew Stafford, real or not real? You can win because of Matthew Stafford.
I would say not real. I look at Matthew Stafford's tenure in Detroit, and even though he won a Super Bowl in Los Angeles, that team's loaded. Aaron Donald, Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods was there before he got hurt. OBJ, Van Jefferson. I can go on and on and on and on. It's not his fault. But I will look at the similar situation with Jared Goff. He took him to the Super Bowl 2 years before that. So it's like, it sounds weird because Matthew Stafford just won a Super Bowl, but I would say that is not real.
If we're going to say Dak Prescott is real, how the hell do we not say Matthew Stafford isn't real? I mean, he made some incredible plays down the stretch, which puts him in position to win that game. That's real to me.
I think I'm looking at the course of the season opposed to one or two games. I'm looking at the whole season. I'm looking at the body of work. I'm looking at in Detroit. If that was the case, in Detroit, they would have made more than 3 playoff appearances.
This is interesting to me because we get down to definitions. Can you take a bad team and Matthew Stafford gets you to the playoffs? No, usually not, right? Like Patrick Mahomes is the type of dude you think he could get you there.
Yeah.
He's not that. But I have to say, yes, you can win because if you put him on a good team, he will, as Jay said, make the plays. I think at the game against Tampa, when Tom Brady, it just the momentum, it was like, oh, man, Brady's going to win this game. Stafford stepped up and made plays when you needed him to get you over the top. So I'm going to say yes on Stafford.
Wait, Max, can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Do you think Patrick Mahomes could take the Detroit Lions to the playoffs?
I mean, maybe in some years, but I hear what you're saying. No one can do it by themselves.
Don't ask me that question.
He can get you closer than a lot of guys.
He'll get you closer.
Lamar Jackson, real or not real? You win because of, Key.
Real. I mean, his body of work speaks for itself. when he was not in the lineup, you saw the Baltimore Ravens. When he was in the lineup, you saw the Baltimore Ravens. Do I need to continue to go? No.
Man, the passing yards, the rushing yards, the dude was like a video game. It was like playing a video game.
Lamar Jackson is the poster child for quarterbacks you win because of. Obviously, if you take Lamar Jackson off the Ravens, just remember when they inserted Lamar Jackson, they weren't going anywhere, and then all of a sudden, ooh, look at this. Derek Carr, real or not real, quarterbacks you win because of.
It's real. I think it is. He just, for whatever reason, doesn't get the necessary respect that he should get from people. Even guys like Max Kellerman many years ago almost went into the octagon because
guilty.
Of his stuffing, talking, and guilty. Doing those things. But
I talk a little reckless in retrospect.
That's fine. And then again, when you think about it, I think Derek Carr will get his due this year. I think people will start to really recognize now that he has Josh McDaniel over there coaching him. People will start to say, okay, he's a different quarterback.
Davante Adams, too. I think watching him manage all the drama from last year, from Henry Ruggs to John Gruden, to all that, the position he still had them in, made me believe that he is real.
No, I was going to say, Derek Carr to me is like Dak or Stafford, kind of on the fence. But then when you think about leadership and how they stayed the course last year with all the controversy, I got to say, yes, Derek Carr, you win because of Justin Herbert. Do you
incomplete.
Win because of?
Incomplete.
I
don't know if it's real or it's not real because it's been 2 years and he's been phenomenal. I would say it's real, though. I'm going to give him a real because I got to pick one. I'm going to say it's real because he looks the part.
Yeah, I'll forecast. I mean, second in passing yards, third in TDs, and the QBR is off the charts in the second year. You hope that there is a continuous improvement trending in that direction. So
just so you don't think, oh, you're anti-Steph. I'm just asking the question. I'll show you right now. There's a reason I'm bringing
this
that up.
Kellerman guy.
Would you say I'm anti-Herbert or pro-Herbert?
Pro-Herbert.
100%, right? Yeah. But I asked the same question of Herbert. Win because of Herbert? I believe so. I'm with Key on this. I'm going to say yes because I have to choose. But I haven't seen them get to the playoffs yet. I need to see that. Because let me tell you something, as pro-Herbert as I sound, if you're in year four, year five, and there's always an excuse, I'm going to be that dude saying, hey, Justin Herbert's overrated. Right now, I love him, just like I loved Steph in 2015. But eventually, I start asking questions. So I'm going to say yes, but ooh, man.
Are you smart enough to always find the question to ask is the real question.
How else am I going to get paid? I didn't play sports. All right, look, Russell Wilson, win because of him, yes or no, Keyshawn Johnson.
Not real. Not
damn.
Real. What happened?
You said not real with so much conviction and so quickly.
Because I like Russell Wilson and I like his family and everything that he's capable of doing. But in the end, I don't know that Russell Wilson's the answer to take the Broncos where they want to go. You know, I just know watching them in those dominant teams in Seattle, that was mainly because of the style in which they like to play, run the ball, play defense, and him managing the game. When they turn the keys over to him, he's now in Denver. That's all I'm going to tell you.
I mean, I'm going to say it's real. Look, his talent allows him to keep plays alive. I mean, their O-line was struggling in Seattle. He had an injury. Like, I don't know why people are so down on Russell Wilson. They make him feel like he's a bottom-tier quarterback when sometimes I hear people talk about him.
I think people always suspected it was circumstance, and then when he had a bad year, they're like, yep, told you. I'm going to go, yes, you can win because of Russell Wilson. I don't know about a Super Bowl, but when you only have one season under double-digit or two seasons under double-digit wins, one was a 9-win season, and then last year, I need to see him in the Broncos. I think it's incomplete, but I'm going to say yes based on what I've seen so far.
It's just hard for me. When I see a team say bye,
let's ask a former Cowboy which bucket Dak fits into. Some advice ahead of today's big game. That's after Key has this from Straight Talk Wireless.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good, really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless now, offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on Americans. Largest and most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk, Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may simply vary.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
And look who's here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Chris Canty giving you the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. What's up, Chris?
What up, Max? How you doing, man?
Good. Good to see you. You're calling the game today.
I'm calling the game with my partner, Chris Carlin. You know, we're pound for pound the biggest show on ES Radio and Radio Sports Network. And because we're that big, they decided that we weren't going to get involved with the two-on-two challenge.
Wait a minute. I'm somewhat offended. Whose total weight is it, Swagoo and Perk, or you and Carlin?
No. I'm going with Swagoo and Perk on that one.
Yeah. Sure. Well, you just said the biggest in the – I would think they have the title.
The scale? What? You mean getting on the scale?
Yeah.
Oh, it's for sure Perk and Swagoo. Even though Swag has come down, Perk is just a big human.
Big humans.
Perk looked like he could be out there playing left tackle for somebody. Perk can help a team right now.
What do you think about the game today? 2-on-2, Key and Jay versus Bart Scott and Allen Hunt.
Listen, man, I'm going with Keyshawn and Jay Will, and it has more to do with Jay Will and Keyshawn. No disrespect to my former teammate, but I'm just saying Jay Will was the number two overall pick once upon a time, player of the year in college.
In basketball. Champion. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
Yeah, it's his sport. Mm. But I'll contribute. And I'll let Jay carry, and I'll contribute.
Unless he gets scratched in the face.
If I get scratched in the face, I am quitting.
He's quitting.
Anything close to my face, the elbow, anything unnecessary.
Yeah,
I'm done.
Well, they're going to try to muddy up the game, right? That's the only chance that Bart and Allen have of making it a game is by being a little bit physical, getting in your face.
Got to get Key a face mask.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe that Joel Embiid. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Phantom of the Process. You need that.
I come out of this thing with a black eye. I'm gonna be pissed. For real.
Hey, listen.
Bart, I told you earlier.
Take this thing at your own pace, Key. I'm just saying, you're a little bit older than you used to be.
It ain't got nothing to do with
you're
being
older. You're a little bit older.
My looks. I don't care about my age.
I'm just saying, you're a little bit older. Just take things at your pace.
I don't understand. See, that's the thing. Is they think because when they get old, they can't move around. They can't do it. So they think that applies to everyone. And it's not true. I'm different. I am totally different.
Chris Canty, okay. I can tell
different.
You one thing.
It sounds good.
Chris, I'm supposed to shoot the free throw to determine possession. So I went to the gym yesterday, put up a couple hundred shots. I swear to you. Haven't done anything since the pandemic started, right? My quad is sore. My left quad, my elbow hurts from shooting free throws.
More importantly, what was your percentage? You said you shot a couple of hundred.
Oh, I'm the free throw king. I easily 12, 15%, maybe more. Maybe I might be underselling it. I might have been 20%.
So your free throw percentage is something like Shaq's, huh?
I wish. It's a lot when you hit one out of every two. I don't care what they say.
Come on, Max. Hey, I'm going to need for you to do better than that, man.
Listen, I'm the type of dude. Native New Yorker, you know I'm gonna hit it under pressure. I'm gonna hit it under pressure. Right. Listen, Aaron Donald said he'd be at peace if the Rams didn't pay him. Chris Canty, should the Rams give Aaron Donald everything he wants? Here's a blank check.
Yeah, they're gonna have to give him a bag. They're gonna have to make him the highest paid non-quarterback in the National Football League. Right now, that distinction belongs to Tyreek Hill, who just got $30 million a year from the Miami Dolphins. The Rams are going to have to do better than that because AD has made, what, $97 million in his 8 years in the National Football League. He's a seven-time All-Pro. He's a Super Bowl champion. He's a three-time Defensive Player of the Year. He'll walk into the Hall of Fame in 5 years if he retires today.
What do you mean that's all he made?
That's just his football earnings.
He's not a quarterback either.
It just seems like it would be more than that. Just because of his accolades, it seemed like he's underpaid.
That's why he feels the way he feels about getting a new deal now. What you mean?
No, they're gonna give him a new deal.
But the deal that he wants
is it gonna be like Michael Jordan was underpaid most of his career, and then at the very end of his career, somehow, remember, like there was a cap and a max salary, but somehow he got $30 million a year when everyone else was like cap maxing out at 15 or 17.
Yeah,
and he would do that year to year. Aaron Donald is by far, in my, like, I know Mean Joe Green, I loved him when I was a little kid, but from me watching football, is by far the best at his position I've ever seen. Is he going to be that Jordan level where they just like, here, year to year, we'll just smash everyone's salary year to year?
I don't think he's going to go year to year, and you're talking about basketball. Football is a different animal, and guys want as much guaranteed money as they possibly can get. And so the kind of deal that I could see AD signing, somewhere in the ballpark of 4 years, $130 million, $70 to $80 million guaranteed, so they can spread out a little bit of the cap hit. But Aaron Donald playing for $14.25 million in 2022
nuts
is absolutely laughable. It's not going to happen, which is why I do believe AD when he says he's going to walk away. Now, the one interesting aspect of this to watch is that he just got new representation. He's with the Donda Sports Group now, the one founded by Kanye West, the one that represents Antonio Brown and Jaylen Brown. So we'll see what kind of layer that adds to the negotiations moving forward. But, yeah, Aaron Donald is – I take him at his word when he says he's willing to sit at home and chill out if the Rams don't give him the kind of money that makes it worth his while to get off the couch and play football.
So 4 years – because guaranteed means that is his career over in 2 years? He makes $70 million, he checks out?
But it makes sense now. I was thinking about what Canty was saying about the money because Aaron Donald's young. This is only his
31. He's 31 years old.
Eighth year?
He's going into his ninth, yeah.
Yeah, so he's young. So when you look at it, his first contract was on his rookie deal. Then he got the extension, which was at the time was the highest paid. And then that's been surpassed since then. So, yeah, it makes sense that he only made it because it just didn't sound right based on his accolades.
Dude's been
$97 million sound right to me. I'm just saying.
No, you're thinking different than I'm thinking. Well, after this next deal,
it'll be what you think.
It'll be exactly what it should
be. It's 97 through 8 years, and then through 10 years, it'll be 200.
Yeah, right? In terms of what you said about the 80, I think he's – $100 million plus fully guaranteed is what I think.
The dude's been in the league 8 years. He's won 3 Defensive Player of the Year. Should have been 6. Thank you, Chris Canty. Chris Canty calling the 2-on-2 game. Barton Hahn versus Key and Jay later this afternoon. Look forward to the call.
Oh, that's going to be fun. I can't wait.
The X Factor in the NBA Finals. An NBA champion with the answer to that. What is the X Factor? Next on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We just had Chris Canty on from Chris Carlin and Chris Canty, the radio show, of course, here on ESPN. This is a question they asked. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to get your opinion on this. Do you think it's normal to serve spaghetti and meatballs at a cookout? Spaghetti and meatballs at a cookout.
Okay. So I think it depends on what is the cookout around? Is it a holiday or is it just a normal weekend? Hey,
well, let's
Max,
say it's
over.
Let's say it's Memorial Day because we just Memorial Day.
Yeah, probably that's probably not normal.
You're not expecting it.
No, that's not normal. No matter if it's Italian or normal. No, it could be an Italian family. It's just I don't expect spaghetti and meatball. First of all, who puts meatballs in spaghetti these days?
Oh, I love you. What?
I don't know anybody that puts meatballs in spaghetti.
Oh, he's so good when you can find. I know what you mean. It's less common on menus and stuff like
yes.
that, right? Spaghetti and meatballs
even,
and marinara is less common.
At my house, we're not putting meatballs in it.
But so good.
I didn't say it wasn't so good. Yeah. I just, yes. But no, cookout, definitely not, especially when you talk about around holidays, because you're going 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day. That's all barbecue. That's
right.
All grill, barbecue.
Whatever you can grill.
Yeah, that's what it is. But if it was a normal weekend, you said, hey, I'm having a cookout at my house this weekend. Just come by. And the spaghetti popped up on the menu. I'd be like, oh, okay, cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, let's put it this way. There's a difference between is it normal and if it's on your plate, are you happy?
Because if you come over on the weekend to my house, I might have a million different things on a normal weekend.
Right.
But specifically on holidays, weekends, there's like a set menu. You're going to get your barbecue. You're going to get your chicken. You might get a fish because somebody doesn't eat beef or pork. That's kinda,
ribs, burgers, this, that. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to get that sort of food. Spaghetti, not so much.
But you have an outdoor kitchen, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I imagine. Now, do you have a place to boil water in your outdoor kitchen? That's the question.
There is a place to boil water. In fact, you could boil the water on the grill if you choose to do so.
What do you use the place to boil the water for? Do you ever use it, really?
No. Really. You might use it for a sauce, to keep the sauce warm, to heat up the sauce before you put
it on.
Like
a little hot plate just to keep it warm.
Yeah, but you usually don't use the fire for that.
Like, I'll tell you what, again, like that. I would not expect spaghetti and meatballs, but the more I think about it, let's say someone I had some of that on my plate, I would be happy with that.
You would eat it, of course, but you're not. It would be hard for me to cook spaghetti and meatballs on holiday.
Holiday grilling and cookouts you associate with anything you could put on the grill.
Yes.
Okay, so this issue has been decided.
Eyeballs.
The issue has been decided. No allowed talking about it anymore. We're back in 10 seconds. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Guys, Key, J, listen to what Kendrick Perkins had to say on Get Up about who will be the X Factor in these NBA Finals.
I'm looking at Marcus Smart. He's not going to be switching. He's going to be up in the Steph Curry, getting up over screens, so Steve Kerr don't have to worry about him switching 1 through 5 because he's going to be tied to Steph Curry Kip all series long.
But, Jay, you took it a step further because I had a list of the 5 most important players in the finals, and I went 1 through 5 instead of 5 through 1 because I thought 1 and 2, Steph and Tatum, were so obvious. I had Marcus Smart 3. You said, no, Marcus Smart's not just the X factor. He's the most important player in the finals.
So we know about the responsibility that he's going to have in guarding the likes of Stephen Curry, right? Like, Stephen Curry averaging 26.5 points in the NBA finals. Like, that's your priority because he's a momentum scorer. On the offensive side of the ball, he's the guy that initiates their offense. We've seen this team when he's not at his best, right? Jason Tatum has way more turnovers than he has assists. So you need a guy to get you into the sets. And also, when this team made a turn in January, it was when Marcus Smart stopped shooting the ball and hunting his shot. It became about him making other players around this team better and him finding the sweet spot for when he does attack. So defensive player of the year, hobbled foot, guarding one of those prolific scorers we've seen in the history of the game. And by the way, he is the engine of their offense that gets them going the right way. That's why I think he's the most important player for this team.
Yeah, and I back Jay up with that. I'll say the same thing to a degree of what Jay is saying. When you look at Smart having to be able to run around, chase Curry around, do all of those sort of things, and play the other end of the floor, that's difficult to be able to do. If they lose him, we saw him against the Miami Heat when he was out. Against Milwaukee. When he was out against Milwaukee, what it looked like. And then when he got back on the floor, things completely changed. You know, Steph Curry could easily be number one, but I think because he demands so much attention that you now got to focus in on taking him out of the game and everybody else on the floor for the Golden State Warriors have to contribute, it makes Marcus Smart's job that much harder because, as Jay said earlier in the show, when you look at the Cleveland Cavs series that they played back in 2016, I think it was. Was it 16?
With the Golden State?
Golden State, 16, right? When Ty Lue was the coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
17-18.
When you look back at that, they had to account for him back then. And they took 2, and so for Kevin Durant was able to be the ISO guy. And whenever you have a guy like that, man, it's not all about the box scores. I think a lot of people, first thing people do is they look at the box score.
How many points did he
score? Oh, what did he score? What did he do? I account for that. That's greatness and important to me. And I've always said that in football, people. They go to run to the box score. I'm like, man, do you know the amount of double damn teams that I used to have to go through?
Key, I had a coach in Chicago. His name was Pete Myers. And we would run this little pin down set, right? And I played with a guy named Fred Hoiberg, who became the head coach of Iowa State. And we would run a pin down set. And I would literally, Fred would be in the same corner. I would be at the block. A big would come down from the elbow, set a screen for me, the ball would be up top, and I was supposed to literally come off the screen and curl it back into the paint. And it would always leave a shot open for Fred Hoiberg. So there'd be times where Fred would get like 2 or 3 wide open threes per game, and that would equate to 9 points. And we would talk about that in the locker room, like, yo, Jay, those are pretty much your 9 points.
Yeah.
Because the defense is so focused on you, if you're not in that position to attract that defender in a help position, then Fred doesn't get those shots. Yeah. So I look at Stephen Curry and his, you know, his influence around the game, very similar to that.
If you
know,
slip and fall or miscommunication. Miscommunication or you get chipped off, that affects everything.
Jay, you have convinced people may wonder how I know so many things about so many things. But that's because I sit next to Keyshawn Johnson. I listen to him talk about football, you know, 4 hours a day. I listen to Jay talk about basketball. And you got to understand when someone's making a lot of sense. Jay, you have convinced me, you have persuaded me that if I had to redo my list, well, because, you know.
Yes, you're extremely good looking.
Genius. Yes, that's true. It's more about the looks. But the point is, Jay, I had to redo the list, I would put Marcus Smart number one because of the most compelling case to me is this. Your defensive assignment is Steph. The guy they send all the doubles at, actually, a lot of times they won't because you got to chase this guy around, right? And then you're asked on the other end of the floor to be a point guard, but not only to be a point guard, not just trust your instincts, because your instincts may be you got to make that little hockey assist. You got to make that little pat to set Tatum up. So you have to think through the game when you're exhausted,
tired, yes,
mentally fatigued. I think Marcus Smart's the most important player in the series.
Think about it. It's a small example, and we got into a little bit of this. I don't think he was here with us that day. We talked about whether Jimmy Butler took a good shot or a bad shot. And I was like, oh, let's reframe the conversation, right?
That's what I was thinking about. Yeah.
Jimmy Butler took a good shot. He could have taken a great shot. But when you're tired, when you play 48 minutes,
the 3-point at the end of the game.
You come down to transition and you see the big back off you, I guarantee you.
I thought it was a good
if
shot.
If that was the first or second or third quarter, if he had just given him a little,
yeah,
a little hezzy and then pulled up for the midi,
higher percentage.
You make a better shot when your brain is activating because you can think through the game because you're not as
And there's
like,
so,
you're
so
talking,
much thinking.
You get tired at the end of the show.
You know it. Or I make up words.
Yeah.
Deboggle. All the time, yo. Deboggle. I mean, you know it.
But it's right because to be a point guard and to it's like, what, you can't just trust your instincts. You got to think through the game, too, because the kind of player they need you to be is not maybe naturally the kind of player you are on offense. And you got to do that when you're exhausted because you're chasing Steph around. It's a lot on his plate. And
Max,
by the way, he's banged up, Marcus
and Max,
Smart.
By the way, you know who's getting Al Horford good open looks? Marcus Smart. You know who's getting lobs at the rim for Robert Williams when they come off pick and rolls and they're helping? Marcus Smart. So it's also not yourself. You're picking spots with yourself. Also what you're doing defensively. But it's your job to make others elevate around you, and that's what he does because nobody else is a great assist
Chauncey
player on
this Billups
team.
In 04.
Man, it's tough, man.
Hey, by the way, wonder what the odds are on Marcus Smart's finals MVP. If probably long, it, because but he has a liver shot
legit,
than you would think.
I would tell people if that's one, like if that's a sleeper one that you want to focus on, it would be that one.
Hey, guys, Evan Yates, someone, what's the odds on Marcus Smart winning finals MVP?
Let me check.
That is a great question that I just asked.
Jeez. This guy here. I can't. Oh, God. What a great question,
what
Max.
What a great question. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I didn't even think of that myself.
Oh, thank you very much. Marcus Smart. Oh, okay, where is it? What? We got the odds in front of us. Plus 3,500 for Mark Smart. Who has the shortest odds? I'm sure Steph, right? Plus 100. So it's 35 times the odds of Marcus Smart winning MVP than Steph Curry.
And he's hurt.
And he's hurt.
Draymond got a better chance than him?
Could put a few bucks on Marcus Smart. Where's Dre? Dre's at plus 1,800. So by the way, another good call, Key, because Draymond Green was about to be MVP in 16.
But I would think if you shutting down, not shutting down Steph, but if you holding Steph to whatever under his average of 26 and y'all win –
I mean, he's holding Steph to around 30% shooting from the field, like for his career. I mean, the numbers are in Marcus Smart's favor here.
Yeah,
they're in his favor. I'm just trying to tell y'all, it's going to be an intriguing.
But Draymond
matchup.
Too, like Draymond in the finals has gone off for 30 plus points more than once. Like he's that type of guy, big moment guy. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Ooh, Marcus Smart Finals MVP. Wow. Key says. One Matt may be ready to follow in the footsteps of another Matt. Plus, your NFL bold predictions next on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.